Hello, my lovelies. Hope you're having a fabulous day. So today, the topic that I'd like to discuss is grief. Often when we go through a trauma, the loss of someone we love, the loss of our pet, we are placed in a very uncomfortable situation. Our body is unstable. It doesn't know how to react. Our mind is all over the place. We're placed in a very new position where there's anguish, there's woe, there's a feeling of emptiness that you cannot exactly quantify. And we sometimes feel a bit upset. We may feel angry. We may feel angry with people that are close to us because they are not reacting in the same manner. Now, you have to remember that every person has a different relationship with the next person. For example, when my father passed away, my mother shared a different relationship with my father than I did. Her grieving would have been different to that of mine. My sister, who was equally very close to my father, would have had a different grieving process, as would my other siblings. Now, when we are going through this, even though my father lived in the house with all of us, we all shared a different bond with him, and our love for him was extremely different, one from the other. So we would have shared the commonality of grieving and of loss, but the way in which we grieve would be different. So even if you are going through grief and you may see someone in your family that seems to be laughing and happy and you think, how insensitive are they? It's not that they're being insensitive. For example, with myself, because of the grief being so much to handle, and I was only very young, I was in my teens, I used laughter, smiles and jokes and being jovial to cover up the loss and the emptiness that I had felt. So when you are grieving, focus on that. Focus on your relationship. Focus on the good times that you shared with the person you have lost. Focus on the memories that you had made. Remember conversations that you had had. But when we focus on someone else and why are they not grieving, why are they not behaving in a certain manner, we tend to become angry and feel more frustrated. So do not take anything away from your grieving process. To have grieved is to have loved. And the deeper we love, the deeper we grieve. But when we hide our grief and we don't discuss it, we don't acknowledge it, we don't affirm it's something we're going through within ourselves, we then trip up on it later on. So it is very important to understand that you are grieving. It is okay to grieve. Feeling that sense of loss, the sense of desolation, is a natural process. But in that, you have to remember it is a process. And someone is not going to understand how you feel if you don't let them into your space. Now, especially when we are in a commitment or a marriage, your partner might not exactly feel the same depth of grief that you're feeling because you may have lost someone that was your confidant or your best friend. So they are feeling a sense of loss and the sense of care for you and your grief. It does not mean that they do not care or that they don't want to be there. It means that what they're going through is trying to be there for you. But if you switch off because you feel you don't know me, you don't know what I'm going through, you're going to push them away and they're going to feel that you don't need someone by your side, that you want to grieve alone. So it is so important not to isolate those who love you. They might not understand what you're going through, but only you can help them understand exactly what it is that you're feeling and what you are going through. Death is as certain as life. Living and dying, it's a natural thing. And there are times when we wish that it didn't happen. We wish that we had not encountered this wonderful person because we have lost this wonderful person. We wish that they could be in our lives forever. And we all do. But you have to understand the reason why this person crossed your path. Was there a special message? Was there something you learned from this person? So take that time out. At least once a month, take a bit of time out. Sit down with a little scrapbook. Write down different things. And it won't help you forget the person, not at all. Because you don't want to forget the person. And why should you? Just because someone has passed on does not mean they never existed. They entered your life for a special reason. So discover that reason. Embrace that reason. Was there something you learned from them? It could be the art of laughing and not giving a damn. It could be a salsa lesson you shared. It could be that they always were adventurous with trying out different foods, and it could be something of that sort. It could be anything. So look at it and ask yourself, how am I living in their memory? How am I celebrating them? By you switching off from that person and not thinking about it and hiding your grief, what you are doing is you are switching off from the person who you have loved and who has loved you. Grief comes around in many levels. There are so many different phases of grief that we go through. But the first one is to tell yourself, I am grieving. It is okay. It is okay for me to feel angry. It is okay for me to feel sad. It is okay for me to feel empty, frustrated because there's nothing I can do. But I also have to accept that I am feeling these things. And if I need time out, I have to be vocal with those who are living around me and tell them I need a bit of time out. But you're welcome to check up on me. It is okay to take that time out. It is okay to have time to just write about things, to let your feelings flow. There are times when we go through grief, we feel guilty. We feel, I could have done this. The person wanted to go on holiday with me and I always said no. The person wanted to borrow something from me and I said no. There are different levels. The person wanted to go for a walk and I always declined it. We feel guilt over big things and over little things. But that guilt is not going to bring that person back to you. That guilt is not going to help you create a strength within you to remember that relationship for what it was. That guilt has no place in your life. Do you think the person who's passed on would be happy for you to be feeling guilty? Not at all. If you need to cry, cry. There is no sin in crying. If it's a week after the person you love has passed on and you feel like dancing, dance. Just let your hair down. There is no sin in celebrating this person's life and the love that you shared. Because the person you love may have passed on, but you are still alive. You are still alive to carry the message of that relationship that you've shared. You are still alive to carry their legacy forward. You are still alive to live in celebration of who they are. So live, embrace who you are, embrace the grief, don't shy away from it, open the door to conversation about your beloved. If you find it difficult to attend any events because you need time to grieve, then take that time out. What you do is up to you. It is in your hands. If you feel I'm not ready to see people, you don't have to. Each person grieves differently. But make sure you keep the door of conversation open. All my love, and take care.